Hello there.
This is Ivy giving you a call back with customer support. May I please have your zip code so that I may locate your account?
Who are you calling about?
We are a third-party call center that hosts a variety of online vendors, and someone from this number called us and we're given a customer courtesy callback.
No, I don't understand. It's like 8:30 at night. Why do you call? It's not normal business hours.
We're open 24 hours a day, sir.
Who are we?
The third-party call center that I work for, sir.
I don't know who that is. Why don't you tell me?
The vendor's name would be on your bank statement, sir, and it would be someone from this number who has a question about a charge regarding an account.
Okay. That's what I want to find out who you are. Okay. I believe... do you represent Excellent, Powerful Elect?
And that would be the name. That might be the name of the vendor, but yes, sir.
Right. I'm trying to find out why there's a charge on my credit card statement from them, and I don't know who or what they are.
Yes,
sir. So I wanted to find out, is this a legitimate charge or not? That's what I'm looking for.
Yes, sir. But in order for us to give you any type of information, we would need to locate the charge in question and verify some information first.
Well, anyhow, here's some information. On October 19th, it looks like they charged to my credit card $67.32. And I don't know who they are or what they are. Now, I will either call my credit card to get rid of this if you don't cooperate and give me some information as to who they are so I can recognize one way or another whether they are legitimate or not. That is up to you. Can you do that or not?
I would have to locate the account in question, sir.
Well, where do you have to go to locate it? I've told you, go ahead, do so. Locate it. Can you do that?
I can start with the zip code first.
What, my zip code or their zip code?
It would be your zip code, sir.
My zip code is 44410.
Thank you for that, sir.
You're
welcome
for that.
And the first and last name?
John Millick, M-I-L-L-I-K.
Thank you for that, sir.
You're welcome.
And please verify the address, at least the street number, if you don't feel comfortable
090.
Okay. Thank you for that, sir. And I see that this will be for the cooler and the membership to our Gadget website.
I have no idea what that is. How the heck did this happen?
This could have happened through an email, through either Amazon or Costco or another entity that the customer would recognize, a social media ad, or through text message where the customer answers a survey and or a sweepstakes.
Okay. Any way you look at it, I don't know either, but it's not legitimate. So I'm going to say, what can you do on your end to, I don't know what to ask you. I think it's going to start with me. I'm just going to have to call my credit card and say it's an illegitimate charge. I don't know much about it other than that. And they'll take it from there, the fraud department. You follow me?
Yes, sir. But what we can do on our end is that we can get the account canceled out for you and get you transferred over to our fraud department, and then they can assist you further.
You can cancel it out, but I don't think that your fraud department is the kind of fraud department I resort to. I think the fraud is part of your customer, to be honest with you. So if you want to initiate removing it, you may. Otherwise, I will take it from there. So it's your choice.
Yes, sir. Well, as I've stated, sir, since you stated that you did not place this order, a part of the company protocol is that we get you transferred over to our fraud department.
Then go right ahead.
And then they can assist you further.
Let's see what happens. Go ahead.
I'm working on that now, sir. I'm just looking to see who is available so you wouldn't have to wait as long, okay?
Yeah.
Just give me just a moment. Of the kind of criminality that this president was thing.